We'll be right back. Welcome to Danger Radio, episode number 3. I'm your host, Tyler Jacobson, in studio with Jake Ryan.
All right, Tyler.
And Lenny.
Evening.
That was Spiritualized with Angel Sigh off the Fucked Up Inside CD, and now it's actually been reissued on vinyl. Jake Ryan.
Oh, vinyls. Vinyl reissues. They're my bane right now. I just keep buying awesome colored vinyl reissues just because I want to have these awesome things for my wall.
So are you ever listening to these albums?
Well, that's the beauty.
In that format?
You get the digital download. And that's the way I'm doing it. I do have a phonograph right over there, which I don't use very often. It's not one of those things that's necessarily a thrill for me. I do like having, as we were discussing off air, the tangible record.
Yeah.
Yes.
So unlike you guys, I have a whole not an entirely different take, because I also, you know, I still DJ out, and mostly I'm DJing the 60s and 70s soul and funk, and so all of that's going to be on 45s, and sometimes we're doing 12 inches. But I find that my record collection, again, is growing in the same way that it did in the 90s when I was just going out there buying everything. It's interesting, though, because I have children. And someday I'm going to die, and my children are going to try and piece together, you know, like, what did my parents actually like? And so it's kind of nice because, when you look at the CD collection, and especially with all the promo bullshit I got, and that it's, you know, you're not going to be able to find anything really decent in there. But with the vinyl stuff, You know, I went out, I collected it. You know that it, like you said, it's tangible.
Right.
So you have this record of like, this is the stuff that I actually loved. So it's nice to be able to kind of have that actual record to pass down to the next generation. Yeah. Lenny, you're a big vinyl guy too, right?
Wouldn't say big, but I wish I had that Compact Velocel on vinyl now. I doubt that's ever going to get a reissue.
Do you think it was ever out on vinyl in the first place?
Who knows?
That was like late 90s, right?
Yeah.
Cassette.
Yeah.
That's the one that I don't get. Because I understand... Yeah. No, I'm sorry.
Totally. No, totally. Yeah.
Because I understand the whole...
That's starting to come back, too. Like, people are...
But getting... it's not. That's bullshit.
Right.
There's no way that it's actually coming back.
The collectors, it is. It's a collector's thing. I think they're doing.
No, that's hipster bullshit. That's mom jeans kind of bullshit.
Right. But you know, with the vinyl, it's, you know, a lot of it's limited run. You know,
yeah, when they're gone, they're okay, gone. Everything's limited.
I
run.
I know. It's the Seinfeld joke. You know, yeah, limited to what? How many you can sell? Right.
Right.
Yeah, I mean, I get it, but no, I mean, actually, I've seen many of these where once they're gone, they're gone. And, you know, if you want the music, you're going to get it on the digital format.
Yeah, but nobody's like, well, no, I'm sure somebody is because, you know, I'm not going to say the M word.
All you have to do is go look at eBay. You know, some of those collector's vinyls, they're just outrageous prices.
No, I agree. Right? Yeah, absolutely. Vinyl, dude, right. I go on Discogs.
I think that's done on purpose as well.
Sure. But I'm talking about cassettes. There's no good functional reason. Nobody's sitting around with a Walkman going, oh, I don't have anything to play on this thing. I wish there were no more new bands putting out stuff on vinyl.
True.
And then it sucks, too, because you have some really great bands putting stuff out on an obsolete medium.
Right.
Which is like, did you not want people to hear the songs that you just really worked very hard for?
Maybe not.
So, I don't know. But it also pisses me off, too, because I feel like... My argument was, and it still kind of is, like, okay, I can go out and I can spend $40 on this vinyl,
right?
You know, on this record, or I can spend $12 on iTunes, get the exact same songs in the format that I'm going to listen to them on. Either anyway, right?
Right.
Your kids won't appreciate that, though.
Yeah,
yeah. I mean, it's really. But come on, you don't have children, and you're still buying vinyl. You had that Lush EP on vinyl, right?
Yeah, that was a good one.
Yeah, but why'd you buy it on vinyl?
Because we're suckers. I think that's what it is. We're suckers. I mean, I like having that tangible thing. It's something to say that, yeah, I have it.
Yeah.
It's something I own. I have the artwork. I have, you know, I have everything that they put thought into in my hands.
Well, and so Adam Creswell, who was in the band Saloon, and he also has a record label called Happy Robots. He put something out on Facebook the other day going, hey, Saloon's anniversary is coming up like 20 years or something like that, and we're thinking about putting something out. What do you guys think? And I said, you know, preferably put something out on vinyl. And he's like, yeah, I'm kind of a geek like that too. I was like, it's because it's big and it's beautiful, and it's not going to suffer that CD rot that's happening to, I guess, everybody's CDs now, where they're actually degrading, you know. Do you know about this?
No.
Apparently CDs.
No, of course, I thought you were talking about Aaron Creswell. But, sorry.
Yeah. Who's anyway, Aaron Creswell?
Go. Nobody on the bench against Scotland.
Yeah, I'm talking about a football player.
Yeah, no. Please, pray continue.
I don't even remember where I was. Let's move this show along, shall we, and not get stuck up in your silly vinyl discussion. This is one of your tracks. It's Beverly.
Oh, Bulldozer. Lovely. Bulldozer. Oh, great. Great. Here's speaking of vinyl, here was one that I wish
I thought we were getting off of
I
this.
Wish I had purchased this on vinyl when it came out. They came out with this. The name of the record is The Blue Swell, okay? And they had a beautiful blue vinyl that came out with it, and I'm just kicking myself for not getting it. I'll probably pay like, you know, a year's worth of wages for it on eBay or something to try and get a hold of it. But, God, what a great, great band.
And you have two dogs, so someday they're going to try and piece together really what you're all about, so it's important.
Right, of course. No, great track. You're going to love this.
All right, here it is, Beverly.
Can I hear? let me go. Every day is the same old.
That was a Lenny pick. That was White Horses with The Snowfall. It's a cracking track. Lenny, you got any commentary on that one?
Not much. Out of Manchester with a French singer. That's all I know.
Yeah, he showed me the video, and it's this really well-done homage to David Bowie's Ashes to Ashes. You even have the sad clown just kind of walking around in the wilderness. It was really well done.
And you'd also said that it kind of reminded you of Stereolab a little bit.
It did, and I couldn't figure out why until Lenny told me that it's because she was French. And so it had to have been just kind of the accents that were emerging in there. And then that led us to the fact that Letitia Sadier is coming through town. She's going to be at the Bluebird.
I think it's Lost Lake, maybe.
Oh, yeah. I'm sorry. Lost Lake.
Wow, Lost Lake.
Yeah. So it's going to be a nice, intimate venue. Yeah. I haven't heard this band. It's like it's not Stereolab. It's her own thing. So I really don't know what to expect, but she's never a part of anything that's bad. Everything she puts out is good. Anytime she's the guest on somebody's songs, they're great. So, I think I'm gonna roll the dice and show up there. I'll probably listen to something beforehand, but yeah, be good. So, what else did we hear in that? That was actually a fantastic set. Surprisingly good set from the Casual Sound crew here. So before that, we heard Miniatures, which is, we used to play them pretty frequently on Danger Radio in our previous life.
Yeah, we threw them in. They've thrown out a couple EPs and singles here and there that...
Phenomenal. Every time they show up, man, every time I have Shuffle going on the iPod and they show up, I'm like, these guys are so good. Right. How are they not bigger?
I've not heard that, and I thought it was Curve.
Oh, yeah. A lot of the good stuff that's coming around pays direct homage to some of the incredible bands that never got their due, like Curve. I mean,
speaking of Curve and Vinyl. Right. Just announced that they're putting out two reissues, right? Cuckoo and what was the other one?
Doppelganger. The masterpiece. Yeah. I mean, I loved Pubic Fruit. I loved Cuckoo, but Doppelganger. Oh my goodness. I mean, that record is accessible. That's the weird thing about that is that normally you wouldn't think of you know, music from Curve being able to pull in anybody. But that record, if you listen to that record and you can't enjoy it, you have problems. Seriously, there is something wrong with you if you can't listen to that record and just jam.
You know which one's going to sell better? Cuckoo.
Maybe.
Nah, it will. It will.
Maybe, but, I mean, you know, but... I don't know. Doppelganger had the bigger single on it.
And that jam song that you heard before that wasn't a jam. That was another Lenny pick. That was the Spitfires. Oh, man. Yeah. Great stuff. New stuff, too, right?
Six.
Yeah, he sounds a lot like Paul Weller, doesn't he?
He does. He does. But not current Paul Weller.
Right.
Which I find to be, I like the jam. I don't like the hard rock version of Paul Weller, but send your angry emails to Tyler@thecasualsound.com. And then before that, we had McCarthy, Keeping an Open Mind or Else. McCarthy can never go wrong there. Contrast. Holy smoke. So while we were playing that, Lenny was like, you guys, we're playing a lot of shimmery kind of tunes right now. But there's nothing wrong with that. That was wonderful.
Whatever.
Where are they from?
Keep playing them. I believe those guys are from Melbourne, and there is something in the water in Australia.
Still?
There is. There is something in the water.
Yeah, they've moved on along from Angry Anderson and Rose Tattoo, them early 80s pub rock sounds, didn't they? Come a long way.
Well, and so, you know, but that's the thing. Every time I hear Australia, I think Midnight Oil.
That was a good show.
Yeah, nothing wrong with Midnight Oil.
But, hey, you know what? Yeah. I like their political slant, but I just, you know, I mean, it's not my flavor, right?
Oh, no, they got great tunes, though.
Yeah, who's the other one? When I think about Hoodoo Gurus. No, Hoodoo Gurus. Okay. They were all right. They had a couple of decent tracks. Yeah. Anyway.
Well, wait, what about Streets of Your Town?
Who was that? Yeah.
Oh, Go-Betweens. Mm. Yeah. Great. Come on now. Come on now.
I mean, for the time?
Well, you're right. All right.
For the time, it's all right. It's all right.
And, you know, usually when you talk about Australia, you kind of have to lump in New Zealand as well. So you're going to end up – well, it's true. It's true because I believe, you know, the miniatures are from Christchurch, but they're in Melbourne. And I know that – Crowded House?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And they, you know. But it's kind of like – it's kind of like bands moving to London, you know?
Or Brooklyn.
Yeah, or Brooklyn.
Or if you're the Lumineers moving from Brooklyn to Denver so that you can get discovered, and then for some fucking reason it actually works.
Right, right. Like reverse hipster. I mean, yeah. That's... Yeah.
So now we got some Lumineers coming up. No, I'm just kidding. Some Billy Bragg. He's coming through town.
Well, he's not coming through town. He's going to Boulder.
Yeah, relatively. But from what I understand, it's just him and a guitar, which might actually be worth the price of admission on that one. And listen, man, I'm a huge Billy Bragg fan. I love him up until the point that he starts working with Wilco. For me, it was just kind of a dropping off point for him, and I've tried. I just can't get back to it. But I love that stuff that he did earlier. And one of my favorite things that Billy Bragg has ever put out was his Peel Sessions album, which is just him and a guitar. And you can't beat that.
Yeah.
So
he's just busking, right?
Yeah. He'll be on the 16th Street Mall.
Yeah.
With an open guitar case, just whipping out his songs. So anyway, he's coming through, and I don't know. Jake Ryan and I have tend to have some political discussions, and we're in a time of where you could have some political opinions. There's not really a whole lot of gray area right now. So I thought it'd be nice to throw on some Waiting for the Great Leap Forward. Just get that out of my system. So
yeah, that's where we're gonna... Absolutely. Absolutely. I mean, I've given up, but yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, you've given up.
close to it. I'm tired.
Is that the nation's new slogan?
Yeah, I don't know. that or I'm with Jake, I'm tired of carrying the water. It's your turn, next generation. Yeah, that's probably it.
Okay.
Yeah.
And with those positive words, we'll see you next week. Visit us on thecasualsound.com. Here is Billy Bragg with Waiting for the Great Leap Forward.
It might have been Camelot for Jack and Jacqueline, but on the Che Guevara highway, filling up with gasoline. Fidel Castro's brother spies a rich lady who's crying over the luxury's disappointment, so he walks over and he's trying to sympathize with her, but he thinks that he should warn her that the third world is just around the corner. In the Soviet Union, a scientist is blinded by the resumption of nuclear testing, and he is reminded that Dr. Robert Oppenheimer's optimism fell at the first hurdle. In the cheese pavilion, and the only noise I hear is the sound of someone stacking chairs and mopping up spilled beer, and someone asking questions and basking in the light of the 15 fame-filled minutes of the fanzine writer. In pop and politics, he asks me what the use is. I offer him embarrassment and my usual excuses, while looking down the corridor out to where the van is waiting. I'm looking for the Great Leap Forward. Sales are organised and pamphlets have been posted. Even after closing time, there's still parties to be hosted. You can be active with the activists or sleeping with the sleepers while you're waiting for the great leap forward. Ah, one leap forward, two leaps back. Will politics get me the sack? Waiting for the great leap forward. Blacklist, I wanna be on it, waiting for the great leap forward. Well, it's a mighty long way down rock and roll from top of the pops to drawing a thumb. When you're waiting for the great leap forward. If no one out there understands, just start your own revolution and cut out the middle man. For the great leap forward. Perfect world, we're all singing tune, but this is reality, so give us a run. Waiting for the great leap forward. So join the struggle while you make the revolution is.